My name is Wilcox. I'm at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the psychology department in my sixth year, and the title of my thesis is Plausible Deniability for Prejudice-Based Violence. So some people refrain from expressing prejudice only for external reasons, like avoiding condemnation from others. But when prejudice is against groups that don't have visible defining features, like Jews or gay men, people can evade these sorts of external condemnations because the target's group membership is, you know, not known publicly. And a lot of times what happens with groups like these is that people privately infer their group membership based on a stereotype. So you see a guy who's wearing tight jeans and you think, oh, he must be gay. And indeed, that's what we found in a lot of our previous work, that, for instance, when people hear that a man likes shopping, they infer that he's gay about 90% of the time. So what we did is we brought people into the lab into a shock paradigm where they're playing this game with an opponent that they don't see and exchanging these really painful shocks. And we measured how intense and how long the shocks they gave to the opponent were as a measure of aggression. And they only had one piece of information about the opponent. They either learned that he was gay, so it was just explicitly stated and it was publicly known that this guy was gay, or they heard that the man liked shopping. So it privately, subtly implied that he was gay, and they can infer that from a stereotype, but it's not explicit public knowledge. And what we found is that people shocked the guy implied to be gay twice as much as the guy who was publicly known to be gay. So these high prejudice people weren't restrained by external pressures when they privately infer someone's group status. And because most people in groups like these don't walk around with, you know, labels saying, oh, look at me, I'm gay, when people privately infer their group status, they might express more prejudice because they have plausible deniability for that prejudice. Thank you.